You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. What's trending? Nuggets got thumped last night, losing to the Trailblazers. They come home to play the Lakers tomorrow night at Bull Arena. While our beloved Avalanche are on the road in New York, got a game tonight against the Rangers, so that's going on. Get a load of this. Jeremy's got to polish him up. Get those boots ready. George Strait's coming back. Didn't you tell me that that was one of your favorite concerts of all time, or was that
somebody
else?
No, sir. Isn't he coming with Chris Stapleton?
He is.
That's my favorite concert of all time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton
rocks.
Didn't
you go to a George Strait show a couple of years ago, though?
No, I went to a Chris Stapleton concert a few years ago.
Seems like there was someone else that's one of those big mega stars.
But I kind
of
want to go to this because they're coming to Mile High. Yeah, yeah.
Was it Chris?
Oh, I went to Garth Brooks at Mile High.
That's it. Okay.
Yeah.
See, I knew it was
that was the biggest and most insane concert I've ever been to.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Anyway, so George Strait is going to do a big show at Mile High Stadium.
Hoo-wee.
Joined by Chris Stapleton and Little Big Town. It's a Saturday night show, so
I need to go. I actually have my boots on today. Thank you very much.
Do you?
I do.
He's only doing 6 stadium shows in the country, and Denver's going to get one of them.
It's awesome.
Tickets go on sale for American Express card members only tomorrow morning.
All right.
And then starting on Friday the 4th, they'll be on sale at georgestrait.com.
Cool.
I mean, for those of you who are into that kind of stuff. Did you hear about the founder and the CEO of Hobby Lobby? He's giving away ownership of his little arts and crafts company.
Really?
It's kind of a move. There's another billionaire, the guy who owns and founded Patagonia, did this. He handed over his ownership to a trust and an environmental nonprofit organization. Now the Hobby Lobby CEO says he does not want to pass down ownership to his children and grandchildren because, quote, didn't seem fair to me that I might change or even ruin the future of grandchildren who had not even been born yet. And then he added, quote, wealth can be a curse.
Wow. Dang.
So he's going to give away Hobby Lobby to a trust, and then they will oversee it.
That's pretty cool.
Unilever is recalling some of its dry shampoo products because they could have elevated levels of benzene, a known carcinogen. So if you're into the dry shampoo, I might have to do a dry shampoo question during Boys Against the Girls.
Yeah.
Dry shampoos from Dove, Nexxus, Suave, your brand, Jeremy Suave.
Oh, yeah.
Bedhead and Tresemme.
Ooh la la.
I mean, that's going on. What are the most common lies we tell? And how many do you admit to using? They went out and surveyed a couple of thousand people, and they found that 42% of people are under the belief that their lies are very convincing, and nobody catches on that they're lying.
The biggest liar is Josh, our producer. Every time I text him in the morning, I'm like, hey, can you grab some coffee on your way in? Crickets. Mm-hmm. And this is a guy that lives on his phone. I posted videos of him yesterday sitting in the little production room, just sitting on his phone, scrolling. Mm-hmm. And he comes walking in at 7 o'clock. He's like, oh, I just pulled my phone out in the elevator and saw your message.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? Because you get messages on your little watch there, too. You didn't see that ping through on you? He's the biggest liar. Oh, I just saw your message. Bull.
Yeah,
is that
funny.
On the list? I didn't see your message?
Let's see. Number one is I forgot. Number two is I'll do it tomorrow. Number three is I am listening. Number four is I'm busy. Number five is nice to see you.
Yeah.
That is a good lie. I don't see. I got stuck in traffic.
Oh, I like 15.
Maybe it falls into number 9. Don't know what happened there.
I don't know. The message didn't come through. It's very similar to 15. Oh, the email must have went to my junk folder.
That's it. There
you're
you go.
Full
number
of
15.
It.
That is funny.
Oh, man.
Number 12 is I'm looking forward to seeing you.
Yeah.
You know, these fall into the category of little white lies. Nobody's hurt, right?
Just have to be nice.
It was great to see you. And you're like,
I hope I never see you again.
Mm-hmm. And then people added, I'm not feeling well. Well, I know somebody uses that one all the time. All right, this one is interesting to me. I'm going to be on an airplane again this weekend, getting my prized window seat that I love so much. Nobody wants to sit. Well, no, actually, I take that back. We did it. Wasn't there a mind bender about 2% of people love the middle seat? Something like that?
Could be.
2% of people love sitting in middle seats on airplanes. weirdos. But now there's an airline that is going to try to entice you into sitting in the middle seat. They're offering a prize lottery. So for 6 months, Virgin Australia, yes, it's only down in the, you know, the Southern Hemisphere right now. But if you fly a domestic flight down there, all you have to do is opt into this lottery in their app, and then they'll give away prizes like free flights. Okay, good. Tickets to sporting events. Great.
That's neat.
A Caribbean cruise will be given away. And this is all for people who like sitting in middle seats or who will put up with it. Would that... wait a minute. You are a middle seat guy, aren't you?
No, I like aisle.
Because... Yeah, but doesn't Nicole like the window?
I guess.
Oh, I thought
I don't
of
think
you
we have
said,
a preference. I like the aisle, though, because I can stretch at least one leg out into the aisle.
And trip the flight attendants.
And, you know, in an emergency situation, I like to be on the aisle. You can get out.
So you can bolt.
That's right.
So you can lead the panic charge.
Right. Yeah. If there's an issue going on, boom, I'm up.
Anyway, if this would entice more people to sit in the middle seat, great. Fine.
Yeah, why not?
I think it's kind of fun. What else is trending?
Today is National Greasy Foods Day. I love me some greasy foods. We were actually just at a little party this weekend where there was some broccoli cheese soup on the stove, Dom, which is one of my favorite soups. And I went over, and there was like an oil slick on top of it. I was this is going to be good for sure because it's full of butter. I tell you what, it was one of the best soups I've ever had, man. My God.
Didn't one of our Rattle-Off contestants yesterday talk about greasy food and how she loves her greasy tacos or something?
She was making tacos. Yeah, she called it greasy meat, I believe.
Greasy meat.
Greasy meat, which is my rap name. This is sad. Sweet little Leslie Jordan, who played Beverly Leslie on Will and Grace, passed away yesterday after crashing his car into a building in Hollywood. Oh, my God. He was only 67 years old. They're saying he might have suffered some sort of medical emergency that caused the crash. Pronounced dead on the scene, sadly. He was on Will and Grace, Call Me Cat, The Cool Kids, American Horror Story, and if you're a fan of the old Tiki Talkie, my God, his videos on there were hilarious. He kind of became a social media superstar during the pandemic because he was posting just videos nonstop. They're very, very funny videos. A lot of photos and videos on my social media yesterday of people meeting him. I had no idea he was so damn popular, but a lot of the people that I'm friends with on Facebook were posting a ton of pictures of him. The crazy thing is he was a gospel singer as well, and on Sunday he posted a video of himself with a guitarist, and they were singing a gospel song, and then a day later he dies. It's like chilling to watch that video now. So it's tragic, but what a cool guy and a fun little actor. So that's very, very sad news this morning. This story here starts out with the title, From the Very Bowels of Human Excess. 10-year-old Blue Ivy Carter, out with her parents Beyonce and Jay-Z, where she bid more than $80,000 on a pair of diamond earrings. Earrings worth more than your car, probably, you guys. And I'm not saying that Beyonce was making the bid or Jay-Z. No, the 10-year-old, little Blue Ivy, had her own paddle, and she bid 80 grand for a pair of earrings.
Did she get them?
Didn't get them, though. Somebody outbid her for $105,000.
I'm surprised that Beyonce and Jay-Z would allow their daughter to be outbid by somebody.
I can't believe it either, but isn't that crazy? Giving a 10-year-old a little paddle, starting a bidding war. My God. And then you wouldn't want to lose to the 10-year-old either, right? So you would just keep bidding up. The auction house is like, this is great.
Those celebrities are just like the rest of us.
They really are, aren't they? Check out this guy. He's 42 years old. He's out in Kentucky. Josh Nally, looks like. He got to play a corpse on CSI Vegas after playing dead on TikTok for nearly a year. I think I posted this on our Facebook. It's also a great TikTok page. For 321 days, he auditioned for a part by posting pictures and videos of himself pretending to be dead in various public places. It's really, really quite entertaining. Somebody connected the show with him and they, you know, relayed what he was doing. They flew him out to Hollywood, made him up as a dead body, and apparently he nailed it, Dom.
All of his practice paid off.
I know. The quote from one of the producers said, he's a pro at this death thing. But it's really funny. Like, you're watching this and he's like laying in the woods or he's like laying on the street, you know. So he gets really into it. It's kind of fun. Big news for superhero nerds this morning. News came out that Henry Cavill is officially back as Superman. We touched on this a couple days ago, or was it yesterday? We were talking about Black Adam and the big special scene at the end of the movie. Spoiler alert, I think it's fairly common knowledge now. At the end of the movie, there's a cameo from Superman, which is Henry Cavill. And he's back.
Isn't he getting too old to be Superman?
Not at all. My God. I want to be Henry Cavill, and I'm sure my wife wants me to be him as well. He's one of those celebrities, like, when that question comes up, like, what celebrity, you know, who would you want to be? Who would you trade places with? Him.
You're choosing him, huh?
Dude is a pimp, Dom. He's a good-looking man. He's successful.
He's about to turn 40.
He's a stud.
I thought they'd hire some
29-year-old. I'm confident in saying that. He's a good-looking guy, man, and he's a killer Superman. So, anyway, that's the big superhero news this morning. Some headlines floating around. There's a new study out showing that playing video games may actually boost a child's brain power. Some psychiatrist at the University of Vermont says that kids who play 3 or more hours per day were faster and more accurate in memorizing information and controlling their impulses. So fire up that Tetris.
And their social skills were incredible.
Actually, I think it's different than when we were playing video games,
I'm
DT.
Just being fun.
No,
I'm just
don't be bad-mouthing video games,
I'm
buddy.
Just poking fun.
Billion-dollar industry. And did you see this travel writer that said...
That makes it all great.
I know. A travel writer says the most overrated states are New Hampshire, Arizona, Oregon, Connecticut, Missouri, Pennsylvania, and Colorado.
Why are we overrated? Because of why?
I kind of skimmed the article. I pulled one little line out of it. It says Colorado has no shortages of attractions. We've got hot spots like Aspen to Vail to Denver.
Yeah.
But he said if you want a more remote and authentic cowboy experience, consider Wyoming and Montana. And he says they got better skiing there, too. I don't know about that part.
That's somebody just wanting to be contrarian.
Maybe.
Just to get clicks.
Yeah.
Colorado's overrated.
I know you're looking for that authentic cowboy experience, DT.
Don't you?
I know you are. All right, we'll get to the shoe story and the later trending report. Let's go ahead and do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
On our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. I love this guy. My kids just gobble this guy's YouTube videos up. It's a guy named Mark Robber, and he posted a third installment of his obstacle course for squirrels. It's called Backyard Squirrel Olympics 3.0, and it was the top trending video on YouTube the last time I looked, and it's great.
Funny.
These squirrel videos
are all of the players and
are
everything.
Fantastic.
Fat Gus, I think,
is
one of
the
them.
The one before it, his 2.0, was really, really entertaining. So anyway, check it out. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.